Despite decades of rebellion and economic instability, the Democratic Republic of Congo and its president, Joseph Kabila, are the logical choice to lead Central Africa's regional economic body, some experts say. Muzan Kodi is an analyst for British-based research institute Chatham House.
The DRC by itself, with its 60 million plus population, has more people than the rest of Central Africa combined. It also has a potentially very dynamic and rich economy, which can contribute to the development of the sub-region.
Mr. Kabila was chosen at the 13th Conference of Heads of State and Governments, held this week in Brazzaville, capital of the neighboring Republic of Congo. Mr. Kabila will take over from that country's president, Denis Sassou Nguesso. Kodi says the Democratic Republic of Congo's increased involvement in the economic community of Central African states and the country's increasing stability after democratic elections held last year are what the regional economic body needs to become a real power.
With all the problems that the DRC has had over the last two decades, there was no way the organization could really take off. Now that the DRC is coming out of the problems that it's had and its economy is showing signs to stabilize, I think the organization stands to gain quite a lot.
Despite some signs of progress in Congo, Mr. Kabila faces a growing conflict with rebels in the east of the country. Non-governmental organizations have accused his government of gross human rights violations and corruption. But Kodi says his controversial profile is unlikely to hurt ECOWAS.
He's not any worse than many of the other presidents he's with.
ECOWAS members also include Equatorial Guinea, Angola, Burundi, Central African Republic, Chad, Gabon, Cameroon, Sao Tome and Principe, and Rwanda. Chad and Central African Republic are grappling with rebellions and ethnic conflicts. Those countries, plus the Democratic Republic of Congo and Equatorial Guinea, rank among the world's 20 most corrupt nations. Other countries within the region have been accused of human rights abuse, illegal exploitation of natural resources, and rigging elections. The regional economic body was founded more than two decades ago to promote economic integration. But so far, says Institute for Security Studies Paul Simon Hendy, it has failed to implement key steps in that direction.
Tariff and trade barriers are still very high in that region. That means that the intra-region trade is extremely weak, partly because of these trade barriers. And you still need a visa from going from an ECOWAS country to another one.
But he says he has seen signs the member states are starting to see the importance of lowering barriers.
ECOWAS is trying to find its way towards a new dynamism, a new vitality, and it's more than time to have that kind of resolution within the region.
In 1999, Angola, one of the larger economies in the region, joined the community, which analysts say was a catalyst toward integration. The European Union has also encouraged ECOWAS to increase economic integration. In a message to the ECOWAS meeting in Brazzaville this week, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon praised the region for its steps towards integration and peace. But he said continued troubles in the region create obstacles to the population's prosperity and well-being. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.